بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. What is the meaning of meditation? We hear the word reflection, meditation, contemplation. But what is the essence of the meaning of this word? The essence of reflection and contemplation is to engage your thought in a substance that will reach you, that will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. So you can engage your mind in different thoughts. Sometimes you can engage your mind in the life of the qabr. This also can bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. You can engage your mind in the bounties of Jannat. This can also bring you to Allah Ta'ala. You can engage your mind in Jahannam and the difficulties, calamities of Jahannam, and that can also bring you eventually closer to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the gist and the essence of contemplation. So engaging the mind in something that will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this class of people as the most intelligent. خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ. And then he says, the ulil albab. They say that the ants were having a conference. And at the conference, they were trying to work out some art, some piece of art. Too beautiful, too artistic, too exciting. So one ant commented that it is the beauty of the paint. The second said, no man, you can't say it's the beauty of the paint. It is the perfection and the beauty of the brush that did the work. So the third one had to speak also. So he says, it's not the paint, it is not the brush, it is the hand that was behind it. The beauty is in the hand that did it. Then the fourth one spoke out and said, no. It is not the paint, it is not the brush, it is not the hand. It is the mind of the person that was so artistic that could bring about such a beautiful picture here. So the reward was given to this person. In that whole conference, this person won the reward. He could lead the argument right to the end. In business also, you use the same principle. A businessman can lead his arguments right till the end, right till the very end. Then you say, no, he's a very intelligent businessman, right? So he saw the product, then he saw, right, this thing is landing me at 100 rands, but I must see what is the source. So he went from one step to the second step to the third step, and he landed up in China. Now he got it for 20 rands. You know, this is an intelligent person. Why, you could lead that whole, you could trace it right to the source. But the intelligence is not just end, doesn't just end there. You must be able to lead it right to the source, and then you must be able to market it in the best manner as well. So he's sourced it correctly, and he's marketed it very well, then you say he's intelligent. In medicine also, you use the same principle. if a doctor can diagnose and then write out a script, his diagnosis is perfect and his script also is excellent, then you say, excellent doctor. Don't you say that? The whole medicine revolves around these two points, that he must be able to diagnose the stuff correctly, and after diagnosing, he can write out the script correctly. Then you say, excellent doctor, right? So in all this, you're looking for a person who can lead the evidence right to the end. He brings it to the end, then you say, no, he is a man of perfection. So Allah Ta'ala also is speaking about people of intelligence. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then they don't just remember Allah Ta'ala as a routine. What is routine now? 2 rakat namaz, 4 rakat namaz, and you went away. It's a routine. So the enjoyment of love is not just in formality and routine. See, one is just an act, and one is the essence. So there's two different things. Like in a film, you will see someone making love, right? But you know it's not real. It's just an act. Person is showing that he loves her, and she is showing that she loves him, right? Layla and Majnun, right? So she is showing that she loves him, and he is showing that he loves her, right? But when you see it in the film, you know that really it's just a play. It's not real. So by the same token, if you're just going to do it as a routine, then you don't enjoy the very essence of it. Like I say, what they show in an act or in a play is just a routine. It was Ramzan time, and Majnun had heard that Layla is distributing Halim. See? So he's excited now. More than the Halim was the Halim Apa. So he also joined the queue. It's a big queue, queuing up, you see, for the Halim. Now in the old days, they should have these clay pots, you see. So everybody is taking the Halim and they're moving on. And now as Majnun joins the line and his turn comes in, so she takes the pot and she breaks it. And Majnun now is jumping with joy. He said, hey, ye haqeeqatan Majnun aadmi hai. Really is a madman. Majnun is mad. He's really mad. Yeah, his whole pot be destroyed and he's jumping. So Majnun said, what do you people understand love? You people don't understand love. See, his whole queue, they got the Halim and they went away. So the relationship with Layla was just the relationship of the Halim. I got a personal relationship. See, I was treated differently. Our relationship is not just a Halim relationship. It's a different relationship. So the relationship with Allah Ta'ala mustn't be just a routine, just a formality. It must go deeper and deeper and deeper. See? Otherwise, what happens? The essence of ibadat is not enjoyed, it's not experienced. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. After remembering Allah Ta'ala, or with remembering Allah Ta'ala, then they reflect. What they reflect in? They reflect in the creation of the heavens and the earth. When you see the entire system, right, and you see the the harmony that everything is functioning with. There's so much of harmony in the entire design of Allah Ta'ala. It comes the spring, then the heavens are crying, and the orchards are laughing and blossoming. See the harmonious work. The heavens, and the earth, they are all working with harmony. So it isn't that the earth has got a different creator and the heavens got a different creator. It's one creator, and that's why there is harmony. If there wasn't one creator, then definitely there would have been disharmony. You see the heaven and the earth again, right? And then you see the angle the sun is and the distance the sun is from the earth. Now, if it wasn't in that angle or that distance, then either the people of the earth would have roasted to death or have frozen to death. Again, the harmony between the heaven and the earth. Whatever is on top, you call it heaven. Sky, the sun, the moon, that's called heaven, right? And it is in this design that both can coexist. If it wasn't like that, then either we would have roasted to death or frozen to death. So there must be someone that's creating all this harmonious design. Hazrat Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, from the time of my grandfather, there used to be a Hindu coming into the madrasa quarters. He will come there, and the Hindus used to have, they do have some type of a prayer where they make an offering to the sun. They draw out water from the well and they make an offering. So he used to be doing this from my grandfather's time, and my grandfather did not stop him. Maybe they might have some reason that he understood, I couldn't understand. But because it was happening from my grandfather's time, now came my time, I'm the head of the madrasa, so I didn't have the heart to stop the person. Anyway, one day this Hindu comes up to me and he says, you see, today I draw out the water from the well, and one thought flashed my mind. The thought that flashed my mind was that if I'm a slave, then this son is a greater slave than myself. Because I'm a slave, all right, I can't have all what I desire. Right? The fact that I can't do everything that I desire shows that I'm a slave. I don't have complete freedom. But if that's the basis of slavery, then the son is a greater slave than myself. Because that thing is operating for millions of years, and in the millions of years that thing is operating, I didn't see it going off the course. Right? It's rising from the east, setting in the west. You ever saw it going the opposite direction? You ever saw it? Number one. Number two, to complete its circle, it's taking 24 hours. Did you ever hear that it took any day, it took 25 hours to complete the circle? You didn't hear that. Right? Number three, the sun at no time could ever say to Allah Ta'ala, that see, the whole world takes a break, you know. They take off, they go to the burgers, they go for a picnic, and they go and cool off. The sun, no break. From the time that it started till now, 24 hours operation. No break, no picnic, no barbecue, absolutely nothing, no priflies, nothing. 24 hours you in operation. So if that's the basis of slavery, that thing is a greater slave than myself. Right? So when it's a greater slave than myself, then how can I worship that thing? I am a slave, that thing is a slave. So I can't be worshipping something that is a slave like myself. Then, anyway, he says that now I'm clear about Islam and I want to accept Islam. So Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh wants to test him out, you see. See, reflection. This Hindu, he reflected in his 8 years of his life, that one day he reflected. You know, we're talking of reflection. But that one day's reflection, what he did? It brought a revolution in his life, right? it smashed down all that kufr and that shirk that he was doing for that 8 years, Ram and Puja he was doing. It smashed up, that one day's reflection smashed everything up. So you see the beauty of reflection. If it was not reflection, you're just going on a routine, on a cycle. But with the reflection, now you came to the truth. All the Jahannam that he had earned for himself, he demolished it in one reflection. So anyway, Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wanted to test him out. Is he true in what he's saying? Sometimes you get youngsters, then they are a little bit instinctive, emotional. There's an emotional burst. They say, we'll do this. We'll just do it. Now, to check the person whether he is true and he's going to be committed. So I asked him, but Chacha, you're saying that you accept, going to accept Islam, but to accept Islam, you have to make khatna also, You have to make khatna also. So no, I thought about all these things here before I made this commitment, I thought about it carefully. Now this Hindu was a very wealthy person. Was dealing in jewelry and like a money lender and all that, So he had loads and loads of money he had. So he requested that Maulana should keep him. He says that now, if I'm going to announce my Islam to my folks, then I'll get ostracized, they'll throw me out. I have the wealth, I can go away with my wealth, but I don't want to do this. So what I'll do, I'll give you my wealth, and you take care of me. So Shah Sahib said, you know what you do? That wealth, leave it with your folks, and I will show you the same level of love like I showed my father. What level of love I showed my father, I will show you the same love. Because you're my father's friend. Being my father's friend, then it's an Islamic duty that I show you that love that I show my father. So, but you keep the money with them, don't worry about that money, part of it. I don't need that. And I'll house you, I'll take care of you. Anyway, he accepted Islam. And just 40 days passed and then he passed away. Quite a few things that we need to understand here. One is, I told reflection what he's done, right? To this individual. Number two is, the father's friend is supposed to be respected like the father. It's like an Islamic duty. Wudda abika ba'da ma tawalla. The friends of your father, after your father has passed on, then to show that same respect and love. Right? And number three, the third thing that we understand again here is, no matter how sinful the person may be, then we are not supposed to be making him despondent and lose the hope of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what. He's 8 years, he was in disbelief. 8 years, he was making puja and ram ram and what he was doing for 8 years. But that one day, the favor of Allah Ta'ala was decreed for him, it demolished all that 8 years of false worship. See, the false worship he was involved in, 8 years. And that one day, that the divine grace was meant for him, it demolished all the past. So he's not supposed to be despondent, and we're not supposed to be despising the person. He's not supposed to be despondent, and we're not supposed to be despising, because we don't know what's our end like. His end came like this. He capsized his entire life. Whole life he just capsized it. Right. But do we know what's our end like? So we can't be overconfident and too complacent of ourselves, and that person can't be despondent of himself. Now both has to be hand in glove, Then the iman and your faith is moving well. If there's just hope and no fear, then you can fall and slip. Because then you can become proud, arrogant, and complacent. It's nobody like me. So Allah Pak doesn't like that. And by the same token, there is no such a thing like despondency and despair in Islam. No matter what you are, you come. So the poet says, Har ke buvad baz a, baz a. Hazar bar toba shikasti baz a. In darbaye ma, darbaye na umidi neest. He says, whatever you may be, you are mushrik, you are an idolater, you are a Buddhist, you are a Christian, whatever it is, come back. Come back. Hazar bar toba shikasti baza. Even if you made toba, and your toba got broken for 1,000 times over, you made toba and you slipped again. You made toba, you slipped again. You made toba and you slipped again. Come again, come back. In darbaya ma, darbaya na umidi neest. This threshold of minds is not a threshold of despondency. It's just hope. You come, but come with procedure, we will see you right. The procedure is make tawbah. And tawbah is that at the time that you are asking Allah's forgiveness, at that time, then there must be a commitment. I won't do this again. At that time, you're promising Allah, I won't do it. And in the event you slipped again, make tawbah again. But when you are making a confession to Allah, I have slipped up, I have wronged, then do it sincerely that I won't do this in future. And even if you slipped up again, don't worry about it, make tawbah again. Don't say to yourself, hey, you know, I'm wronging and wronging and wronging, I'm not rectifying myself. Don't say that. Make tawbah, try. Try, and Allah Ta'ala will never shut His door to you. No matter what you are, what wrong you have done, but try, confess, don't legitimize, come to Allah Ta'ala straight, and He'll see you favorably. In darbayama, in dargayama, dargay na umidi nisti. So now that level of tawbah, that is what we need to work and elevate. We need to strengthen that level of tawbah. See, that is why the Quran Sharif speaks about tawbatan nasuha. Tawbah, but tawbatan nasuha. So what's the meaning of nasuha? Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh is a master of illustrations. When he explains any principle, then he strengthens his principles and concepts with illustrations. So he says that one person took up employment in the king's palace. So He took employment and he disguised himself as a woman, see? So he took employment that he will groom all the princesses. He will bathe them and he will groom them. Shara, the nafs is strange, yeah? What funny things it makes you do. You think about your own childhood, you know, when you're 13, 14, what stupid things you have done. Then you won't laugh at others, really. You know, if you feel like despising or laughing at others, think about the stupidity that you did when you were a child, 13, 14, 15. What were things you did, you know? Now that today's youngster is pawning and whatever, whole night they're doing pawning and all. What were they fantasizing? Right. So you also think what you were doing when you were that age. Don't think that he's only doing it, but you also got some baggages, right? So the nafs makes you do something stupid, really, really. Such baggages you may have caught that you don't even disclose it to your own family. All the baggages, every detail, can you disclose it to your family also? Can't. You find it very, very embarrassing. Lekin ye hamara kareem aqa hai. This is our beautiful Allah Ta'ala. That He conceals your faults here and He conceals your faults in the hereafter as well. That is Allah Ta'ala. When you conceal your fault, when you conceal other people's faults, Allah Pak conceals your fault. You have to make a promise to Allah that we'll conceal people's faults. We won't advertise. We also got baggages and we want our faults to be concealed. You conceal your fault, you conceal other people's fault, Allah Pak will conceal you. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call you and cordon you off. And say, Uskur kada fi yomi kada. And Uskur kada fi yomi kada. Remember, by that day you did this. You remember that day? See, you want to see the video clip, see it here. Can you deny this? Today, Mawlana read that. Ma kuntum tastatiruna an yashhada alaykum sam'ukum wala absarukum wala juludukum. That even your hands will speak, your skin will speak, everything will speak. So you haven't got a chance to deny because your own hands are speaking. You will begin to swear your hands, say, an kuntunna kuntu adil. I was fighting and I was doing everything for your sake. Today you are giving witness against me. Your own hands and your limbs will witness. And then you start swearing your hands. I was doing everything for your good. Today you are giving witness against me. So Allah Pak will cordon the person off. And try and say, Uskur kada fi yomi kada. On this day you did this. And when that video clip is there, can you deny it? Can't deny it. Some years ago, one person, he insured his worker. Big time he insured him, you see. And then, after about 2 years of insurance, then that mysteriously the worker died. Right? Mysteriously the worker died. So, insurance company is not going to let it go just like that. So they commissioned an inquiry. This employer, where was he at that time? He said, no, this happened in Stanger somewhere that side. I was in Marisburg. So the toll gates have got some type of a camera. They saw his motor car with his picture. Now that was brought in court as the evidence. Now can he say anything? He's passing the Tongat or the Stanger toll gate, and his picture is there. So can he dispute it? Can't dispute it. So on the day of Qiyamah, everything will be before you. Can you dispute? No way you can dispute. يوم تجد كل was it ayat كل معاملة من نفس محضرة محضرة ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. Everything you did is there front of you. You know that video clip is there front of you. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. What you did is just front of you. Can you deny that? Can't deny it. No ways. So Allah Ta'ala will cordon you off. And He won't expose you. But because you've been concealing people here, so Allah Ta'ala conceals you that side. So He says, can you deny this? No, I can't deny it. So then Allah Ta'ala will say, alright, you know, you did this guna here. For this guna, I will make maaf and I will substitute you with a reward. For this, I will replace you with a reward. You know, it's a big guna, yeah? So in place of that one sawab. So when he sees the sawab, he says, Allah, you know what? This is not the only wrong I did. So much more I did. You see how Allah loves his servants. But simple thing like you concealing someone else's faults. Whatever it is, conceal his fault. Conceal his fault. He will conceal your fault. So we're talking about this reflection and what he did to this person here. So at any point, you're not supposed to be despondent. Just ask. Do what you're supposed to be doing. If that tawbah breaks, renew your tawbah again. This person, I asked, I explained, he took employment there, right? And then he worked himself up to be grooming the princesses, bathing them and whatever else he's doing. Funny things, very, very funny things. But it was a fantasy in his mind. Somehow he worked himself, dressed up like a woman, and he's doing all whatever he's doing. His luck, some priceless ruby got missing. Very priceless, couple of good millions, that he went missing. He made an announcement, nobody's owning up. The king says, all right, everybody must queue up. There's going to be a physical examination, because that thing went missing today. Can't go out. Everybody, 100, 200 people all queued up. So this person here, Nasu, who took up this employment and acted as a woman, he said, now, hey, Marigya, man, I had it now. What's going to happen? So he said, the easiest thing for me to do is, I'll stand right at the end of the queue. So I don't get barbecued. So he stood right at the end. Now the physical examination is started off. He's crying away to Allah, Allah, whatever it is, whatever has happened, happened. Jo kuch hua hua, but just hide me today. And I'll never do this thing again. I messed up and I messed up big way. But Allah Ta'ala, you just take care of me today. Today you take care of me. Rest of my life, I'll never do this thing here. Crying away. One person is getting checked. Second one. Third one. Worse than an immigration check. You know that custom check. Worse than that. They're checking you right through. Stripping you and checking you. First person, third person. Right through 2-3 people before him. Getting checked up. That person that was just before him, they found the ruby with him. So he says to Allah Ta'ala that, see, you saved me, I must honor your promise. So he gave in his resignation. That this is Tawbah. That is why Muhammad ibn Ka'b Qurazi rahmatullah alayhi says that the best ibadah, what is the best ibadah? Everybody got his own mind. When he says this is the best ibadat. But Muhammad ibn Ka'b Qurazi is a great tabi'i, right? So he says, what is the best ibadat? He says the best ibadat is abstinence, staying away from guna. Right? The greatest ibadat is to stay away from guna. That's the greatest ibadat. Right? I think it is Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he says that person who makes namaz, etc., and he goes on sinning, then his ibadat, his sadaqah is not accepted. Why? He's making ibadat and he's sinning also simultaneously. So what he says is that his ibadat is not accepted. But why is it not accepted? The reasoning behind it is that he's taken the obedience of Allah Ta'ala casually and lightly. He's doing namaz also and doing guna also. So he's taking the obedience of Allah Ta'ala lightly. So there can't be any sin worse than that, to take Allah Ta'ala lightly, casually. To take him, it can't be wrong worse than that. Imagine you got a business, right? Man is doing a couple of jobs also. He's supposed to be doing certain work, he's doing that work. But he's defying you. You tell him, see, my instructions, you must come at 8 o'clock. And he makes a point, he comes at 12 o'clock. You tell him, you know, this is supposed to be done in this way. And he defies you, he does it the opposite way. Right? So, the service that he's rendering, is it acceptable? Do you appreciate that? You don't appreciate it. Why? Because of his defiance. He's defiant. Right? Although he's rendering some service, you don't dispute the service that he's rendering, but on account of the defiant nature, his service also is rejected. So the same by Allah Ta'ala, that the more casual you are with respect to disobedience, then the more Allah Ta'ala rejects you. Therefore, the best ibadat is to leave out guna. Anything that is not right, you're not clear about it, just leave it out. small guna, big guna, but just leave it out. Aisha radiallahu anha once wrote up to her Muawiyah radiallahu anha. Okay, remember, when a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala in this world, when a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala, what happens? He says, as Aisha says, that when a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala in this world, then the people that used to love him, now they begin to hate him. Imagine all their life they loved the person, but now you went on a path of disobedience. So now, up till now they liked you, now they dislike you. And this is a proven fact. It's a proven fact. But we talk of our children being obedient, lovable, etc. We want them to be like that, right? But it's a proven fact that if the couple had been sleeping together and that morning they missed out their Fajr namaz, 9 out of 10, that child will be disobedient. The reasoning is obvious, that you disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, that child is disobeying you. Had you been obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then this child would have been obedient to you. But you've been disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, then how do you expect that child to obey you? So this disobedience, you know, no matter how small the disobedience may be, but just stay away from it. Wrong is wrong. And if you got messed up and mixed up in something wrong, then the second thing is, then don't legitimize. Immediately try and rectify, correct yourself. But if you are sincere, if you are really sincere, then Allah can change things around as well. Therefore, the hadith says that At-Ta'ibu Habibullah, the one that makes sincere tawbah, he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine if Allah Pak has to say, this is my friend. What else you want? You know, the boss in the company, from all the workers, he says, this person is my friend. How doesn't he feel? Doesn't he feel very special? So Allah Ta'ala says that this is my friend. Don't tell him anything. Whatever has happened, it's all washed, or is all under the carpet or finished. Gone. So he's my friend. At-ta'ibu min adham kamal la dhanba lahu. The one that makes tawbah, he's like the person that's got no sin whatsoever. So we're talking of sins, right? And the virtue of abstinence, staying away from guna. In this day and time, the greater challenges is either wealth or woman. I spoke about previously as well, WW. Either wealth or woman. We spoke previously more about wealth and the evils that are associated with wealth. Some of the evils that are associated with woman, where it takes you to. The Shaykh Hadith Rahman has got an incident in his kitab that there was a pious youngster, and normally a person that is a little bit pious, then there is some beauty on his face. There is some radiance and there is a beauty in his face. Be it a woman or be it a man, but there is piety, so naturally that person becomes a little bit more handsome, more beautiful, more attractive. See, so you want to become beautiful whether you're a man or woman. Just bring taqwa, bring righteousness. You don't have to put all type of creams and all that. Free will become beautiful. من طال قيامه بالليل حسنت وجهه بالنهار. If at night you are standing up for tahajjud, then in the day Allah Ta'ala will put up a beauty on your face. You don't have to go to a beautician then. Now there's such a race to the beautician. Where this thing came out from, I don't know where. All the time it wasn't here. It's a beautician story. Now everybody is going. Even men are going to beautician. What are you going to dwell up for? All right, a woman did it. It's a different thing. Right. But a man, what's the need for him to go to a beautician? Chakkar ya, paise banane ki baat hai. It's only to make money, it's all. Going to the beautician and all, you look worse out afterwards, really. Natural self is still best. So you want to become beautiful, read your tahajjud namaz. That's what the hadith, this hadith says. Talat salatuhu bil layl, hasunat wajhu bin nahar. You're getting up for tahajjud, standing up, then in the day you look beautiful, you look attractive. Easy prescription, free of charge, you don't have to go to any person. Leave out gunas and get your tahajjud right, you'll see, you'll naturally become beautiful. There'll be an attraction, people will dislike you. So this youngster was beautiful and namazi, tahajjud and all that, so he's attractive. Now, en route to the masjid, one woman is after him. And he's avoiding her. And she's trying to intercept him again, and he's trying to avoid her. You know, I tell the youngsters this type of stories, and then I tell them, see, there can be two situations. One is a boy is after a girl, right? For the girl to avoid is very easy. But if the girl is after you, see, hey, there must be something special in me for so much of a woman running after me, you know. That woman doesn't feel too special. If you are running after her, she tries to avoid you. But you, like a stupid, you'll feel it's something very special in me for this girl to be after me. Something very special. It may be that she couldn't find anybody, so she, any kachra she found. Right. Right. You know, rather than starving to death, anything. So can't you think like that? Why must you think that you're too special? Shaitan also, he's not dying, this poor Shaitan. So somehow or the other, he's creating mischief in your mind, you're very special. So you must think, you know, she couldn't find anybody, so anything she could lay her hands on, she's coming after. So anyway, one day she cornered him. And she says to him, just 1 minute, for the sake of Allah, 1 minute of your time. So she says to him, you see, that my whole existence is for you now. At home, it's just your thoughts. At the moment I got the blanket over my face, it's just your thoughts. I get up with your thoughts. I'm living for you. Now have some mercy over me now. You know, the day is just in your thoughts, the night is just in your thought, and I'm just consumed by you. Absolutely consumed. So now have some level of consideration for me. This person completed his namaz, and then he went home. He went to read 2 rakat namaz, he saw his mind is not in a stable state. So after the 2 rakat namaz, he pulled out a piece of paper and he writes a bismillah. And then he writes to this girl, says, see, what you're talking about, then it's not that I don't understand feelings and emotions, I do understand and respect. And my respect to you is even more than your respect to me. But remember, when a person makes a wrong for the first time, then Allah Ta'ala covers him. See, he's an insan now, insan, he'll stumble, make some mistakes, so Allah Ta'ala covers the person. He goes on committing the wrong second, third time, Allah Ta'ala still covers him, I'll give him a break, he'll come to his senses. But then he goes on and on and on. Then he says, ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Then the earth with all its expanse and the heaven with all its width will narrow and straighten upon him. His own self will straighten and constrain him. With all the expanse that he's got, with all the multitude that he's got, the abundance that he has, but that whole life will become straightened for him. That is, he goes on and on and on. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, if you know what you want to know what's the better thing for you, then for once and for all, just promise him that you're not going to do any wrong. You will see now that all that road of yours that was blocked, Allah Pak will open the road out. So in this day and age, this is the greater fitna. The hadith says it also. Dunya khadiratun hulwun. Hulwun khadiratun. It's attractive and juicy. Dunya, anything in the dunya, right, it's attractive. There were in Medina Munawara, there we saw in the basement a Rolls Royce, you know, one of its kind. Now the youngsters, they thrilled, Rolls Royce and whatever, right? So the dunya is like this. One is better than the other. One is better than the other. You see a Cadillac, then you see a Rolls Royce, then you see something. You know, something is there to outsmart the other. So it looks, it's got the glitter, it's got the attraction. But وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah Pak sends you down into this world as His vicegerent. You are Allah Pak's vicegerent on this earth. So, as a vicegerent, then He gives you two words of caution. You're my vicegerent, but I give you two words of caution. Like, you know, South Africa is sending its ambassador to America. So the ambassador is given some type of guidelines. So Allah Pak is giving you guidelines, the two things you have to be cautious about. First is fattaqu dunya, be careful of temptations, of the world, wealth, etc. Be careful of that. And the second note, wattaqu nisa, and be careful of women. Because if you slip in any of these two, then it's such an intoxication, and to reel up and come back to your normality, to come back sober and normal is very difficult. You can't come back. It's very difficult. It's like a drug. Whether it is wealth, whether it is woman, it's like a drug. And when it pulls you, it consumes you right down. Then to come up again is very difficult, extremely difficult. So in advance, Allah Ta'ala is pre-warning you, فَاتَّقُ الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُ النِّسَى. And if you're careful, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. He will see you right here as well. One person, one youngster, he was also same, handsome, and sometimes his beauty also becomes a trial. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, when the queen was trying to seduce him, you know, she says to him, you know, that I have a love for you. She said the same, and the people in the prison also said the same, that we have a love for you. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, "Bhai, please don't love me. Anybody showed a love for me, so mere like afat ban gayi. It became a problem. Someone had love for me, then it became a problem. In my infancy, my father took a love for me. When my father took a love for me, my brothers, my siblings became jealous and they attempted murder, threw me in the well. Then in my youth, the queen took a liking for me, and for that, for 9 years, I had to languish in prison. No fault of mine. So for Allah's sake, don't take a liking for me." So anyway, this person was also quite handsome, and again, you get a trail of women after him. As he's going to the masjid, someone is throwing a rose, someone is throwing a love letter, whatever. So, this Jamaat is not new. It was from that time. Layla Majnun Jamaat. So, it's nothing new. Romeo and Juliet. It's not only from today, from that time. Right. But that's your imtihan, that's your exam. See, this Romeo Juliet is your story. It's your whole exam. It's your test, your trial. Okay. Are you going to be drowned or are you going to be floating above? So it's left to you. He's kept those feelings, Allah has kept those feelings for you to float, not to get drowned. Now, en route to the masjid, he's hearing on shriek, you know, someone is shrieking from the house, help, help. So it's your duty if you hear someone shouting for help, dying, you know, it's your duty to go and help the person. Like if you're reading Faraz Namaz, Juma Namaz, and next to you is a well, and a blind man is about to step in. So it's Faraz for you to break your Faraz Juma Namaz and go and help the person, save him from dying. Right? That's your duty. So he's going to the masjid and he's hearing this shrieks, help, dying. So he went to the house. The moment he went to the house, the girl shut the whole door, the whole gate, she shut everything, and she got her bodyguards. So the help I needed is yourself. This is the help that I needed. Attention from you I needed. You tried to avoid me today, I got you. So he weighed the whole situation that I got no choice here. Because this all these bodyguards are all well bodied. I don't understand, I don't have a chance against them. But I can't do this haram as well. She wants me to do this haram with her. And I don't want to do this haram. So what do I do? See, in this world there are some minor trials. But if you just pass the trial, then Allah Pak opens the doors. There's so many instances of that nature that a small trial comes up. And you just have to pass the trial. And then Allah Pak will just open up for you. The trial may be an hour, 1 hour or 20 minutes. But you must be very firm in that trial. You go past the trial, then you see Allah Pak will open up for you. So he understood now that he's caught now. And there's no way for him to escape. So he says to that apa that has jailed him up like that, he says, I know how you feel for me, and I respect all that. And I'm also very interested, you know. But I'm urged now to go toilet. Very, very serious. I need to go to toilet, you know. Then after that, you know, when I'm farig, I'm finished, then we'll have a good relaxed time. Now, if I'm going to be with you and everything's coming out, obviously it won't look right, you know. Obviously it won't look right. How can we do that? So she bought that story from him, showed him, guided him to the toilet. In the old days they had that bucket system. So what he did, you know, to wash your own filth is easy, right? Your own filth, you wash, it's easy. But to take someone else's filth is very difficult. Filth is filth, but your own filth you can wash down, it's easy for you. But someone else's filth, you find it very, very difficult. Now he's at a crossroad, he thinks now, one is filth and one is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. To endure the filth is easier than to endure the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. That filth I can endure, it's alright. But the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, the anger of Allah Ta'ala, that I can't withstand. This will come into my hand, I'll wash it off, it's clean, khalas, end of the story. But Allah Pak being angry and disappointed with me, I can't manage that. So what he did is, he saw that bucket, and the filth from there, he anointed it over his face and body and everything. Terrible, isn't it? To be able to do that is terrible. But that takes guts, courage. And that is the sign of the fear of Allah. Imagine the fear of Allah that escalated at such a level, I can endure this, it's alright. But Allah won't be displeased with me, it's alright. I don't want to let go of that, you know. See, when you're deeply in love, then you'll do anything. You'll do anything to get that love, you'll do anything. You ask a youngster, you know, if he's deeply in love, and the girl is not giving in, you know, and she says to him, you know, if you really love me, he's trying for 2-5 years, and she's not just responding. But you really love me, as a test, you know, what you do, on a Juma, front of the masjid, just walk only with your nikah. You'll be prepared to do it. Let me tell you, you'll be prepared to do it. You know, they say love is blind. You're blind at that time. You don't know what you're doing. So by the same token, when you're in love with Allah Ta'ala, you're blinded from everything else. More blind. The world, let the world say what they need to say. I got Allah Ta'ala, I got everything. I got Allah Ta'ala on my side, that I don't need anything. I don't need anything after that. So he's taken that filth from that bucket and rubbed it over his entire body. Face and the hair and everything. And he came out laughing now. So now that girl says to the security, hey, this is a madman. Where you got this madman from? Throw him out. So he was just waiting for this. So they threw him out. So he had a nice ghusl, everything, put on new clothes, and went to the madrasa where he was studying. The ustad says, you know, you come into the madrasa, I'm getting a unique smell. You know, something like jannat I'm getting. It's like ecstasy, worse than, greater than that, you know. You feel so good, so relaxed, so calm, and so beautiful. But when you go away, then that thing is gone with you. Where you bought that attar from? The one day, so he tried to avoid. Second day, he avoided. Then the ustad said, no, see, I'm your ustad, you'll have to tell me. I'm your teacher, so you must tell me. So he says, ustad, this is the secret. I wouldn't have divulged this, but now you're my ustad, you're my senior, and you're insisting, so this is the story. But it's just a 20 minutes or half an hour of a trial. But for the rest of his life, he cashed in big way. That is why, you see, when you suppress yourself like this, then you under the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. You know, to suppress at that time is quite very, very difficult. To suppress at that time, we think, you know, have some spiritual things and all, see some farishtas and noors and all that, that's great. But this is greater. That when that porn is in your eyes now, and you say, no, I'll shut my eyes from it. I won't see this thing here. I won't see that. I won't see this. That is the greater thing. In the words of Muhammad ibn Kaab Qurazi, we think, you know, I must have some dream and some exciting spiritual experience. That's a great thing. I saw so many people. Therefore, Busughana didn't say, if a person didn't see Nabi Sassam in his dream even one time, but he was conforming with the hadith and with the sunnah, is far, far greater than the person who had ziyarat every day, 10 times in the day, every day, but didn't conform to the sunnah. So the actual criteria is the conformity of the sunnah. All these other experiences, don't worry about it. It came, it's good. We won't be ungrateful to these favors if it came. Like, you know, you're traveling from here to Joburg, right? So at the toll gate, they give you some gifts. They give you, alhamdulillah, jazakallah. Everybody is going past Eid day, so they give you one packet of barfi. So jazakallah. So you won't disappreciate, it will be, right? But even if you didn't get it, you still are covering your path to Joburg, aren't you? You're covering your path. Your path, your road is being, your distance is being covered. So the actual thing is to cover the distance, not the barfi. Barfi came, and it's nurun ala nur. But if it didn't come also, it's one of those things. The Sheikh has got one other incident for the same. We're talking of women today, lust and women, you know, what it does to a person. One person is on his deathbed. Youngster, 35, 40, 40 years of age or so, and they're prompting him to recite the kalima. So the kalima will not come out of his tongue. He's talking well, but he won't recite the kalima. So they asked him, but you're talking all right, but why aren't you reciting the kalima? He says, when I was a little bit younger, 4 or 5 years ago, I was in my shop, and a young, beautiful girl had come in, you know. I couldn't just lay off my eyes from her. And I was just making one story, and the other story, and the third story to her, just to engage her. But my intention was to look at her. Now, I was involved in that. When I was involved with that, now it's time for me to recite the kalima. Now that sin is coming between me and the kalima. It's not allowing me to recite the kalima. See this wrong, this woman wrong, and what it can do to you. One third person is also in the same thing. is lust, sensual gunas, whether it is with woman, and nowadays even with man to man, you know, men to men, woman to woman, the story is becoming quite common now, right? So he's involved in some guna. Because of the depth of the love that he had for this person, he began to lose shape. Because he can't think, he can't eat well, he can't think well, he can't reason well. He's consumed by this love. Anyway, his condition really deteriorated. So they told the beloved now, okay, bhai, have mercy on this person. You're keeping a distance. This person's condition is deteriorating. He's melting away. So he just took a couple of steps. Hey, I can't go into this filth. Yeah? Man to man, how can I do this thing? Yeah? It's filthy. Man. Very, very filthy. Even animals don't think of doing that. You know, the worst of creation to talk about is a pig. Even that thing doesn't do such a thing. So this thing, how can I do such a thing? Yeah? So when he took the first two steps, and this person heard, okay, he took the steps, he started recovering. But that person, he said, hey, this is very filthy. How can I ever do this thing here? So he took a U-turn back home. He collapsed again. And he's about dying. And the last words that came off his lips were, Hawaka ashha ila fuadi min hawal jalilil karimi. He just had to say that and he passed on. He says to that beloved of his, he's in love with that boy. So he says to the beloved of his, you know, your love is even more enjoyable to me than the love of Allah Ta'ala. That's the last word, his parting words, and he's gone. See? So these are the two warnings Allah gives us. See, you're coming to this dunya to represent me. So I'm giving, I'm pre-warning you, these are the two things that will be your major trials. Sometimes it is wealth, and sometimes it is woman, lust. Right? You don't slip yourselves into this thing here. Otherwise you can't think right, you can't reason right, your reasoning will be all gone off. You listen to me, and this will seem to be difficult for you now, but you take it to heart, your life will go very smooth. You know your lines, you know your borders, you know your limits, you know it. So you're living within your limits, you'll be happy, you'll be living an enjoyable life. People won't complain about you, and you won't have complaints about others. Allah bak tawfiq nasib kare. What is Zakaria? Zakaria.
صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وَفَعَلْ بِنَا كَمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ فَإِنَّكَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ جَزَى اللَّهُ عَنَّا نَبِيَّنَا مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our parents and our children. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly. Oh Allah, forgive us for the sins we committed unknowingly. Oh Allah, forgive us for the sins we committed in the days. Oh Allah, forgive us for the sins we committed at night. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, we confess of all the sins that we have done, we do not justify, we confess that we are sinners. Oh Allah, it's only your grace that we are asking. Oh Allah, it's only your mercy that we are seeking. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, oh Allah, in this Mubarak night, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak night, you have called us to your house. You have brought us to your house. Wallah, there's no king of the kings of the world who calls somebody and then send him empty-handed. Wallah, out of your grace, wallah, you called us here. Wallah, it's only your love that called us to your home. Only your muhabbat, the love that you have for your creation, wallah, you call your sinners here. Wallah, not send us, wallah, without our pleas and without our requests and our du'as and supplications being answered. Wallah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, forgive each and every one of us here. Wallah, those who are present here, wallah, forgive us. Wallah, those who are not present, the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, for you to forgive one second the entire ummah and change the hearts, wallah, and make us like pious, like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullahi, and the greatest awliya of the time. Wallah, for you it is not difficult. Wallah, we are begging you, wallah, with the wasila of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, have mercy upon us. Wallah, forgive us. Wallah, change our taqdeer. Wallah, change our conditions. Wallah, put us on the sirat mustaqeem. Bless us with the kamil sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, our hearts are hearts filled with sin. Wallah, our hearts are immersed in guna. Wallah, only we know and you know, wallah, the sins that we have perpetrated and committed. Wallah, but your kindness and your love for us, wallah, You have put a parda. Wallah, you have covered and concealed our sins all this while. Wallah, if the people of the world only know, they won't come close to us. Wallah, out of your grace, wallah, you covered us. Wallah, till the end of our life, conceal our sins and give us tawfiq of coming on the sirat-i-mustaqim. Wallah, make it such that these hearts of ours, wallah, that are filled with sins, wallah, you immerse it in your love. In the oceans of your love, wallah, your marifat. Oh Allah, bless us with kamil mahabbat, kamil tawfiq and kamil sunnat. Oh Allah, change the condition of our lives. Oh Allah, change the conditions of our lives from now till the end of our life. The life that we have passed of sin, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of regretting. Give us tawfiq of turning to you. Give us tawfiq of seeking tawbah. And sincerely, oh Allah, repenting to you, oh Allah, give us that tawfiq. Oh Allah, join our heart, oh Allah, with the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every moment in our life we are concerned about our nisbat with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak sunnat, how we can come on the sunnat, how we can change our lives, how we can change the lives of our children and our families. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, oh Allah, every ni'mat and every bounty that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired for his ummah. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace, we beg you, oh Allah, bless us with that favor. Oh Allah, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, oh Allah, we ask you, oh Allah, that, oh Allah, You save us from that, O Allah. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought refuge for his ummah, O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, save us from all. O Allah, all the pitfalls, O Allah, all the dens and the, of vice and sin, O Allah, save us from all that. O Allah, we misuse our hands. O Allah, we misuse our hearts. O Allah, we misuse our eyes and our body limbs. These limbs that you have given us as a favor and a ni'mah to Allah, we misused it to Allah. Oh Allah, if you wanted, you could have sent your azab immediately. It is only your love for us, oh Allah, that you gave us the tawfiq, oh Allah, of coming back to the masjid. Coming back, oh Allah, you brought this opportunity of Ramadan, oh Allah. We don't know whether we'll see you next Ramadan. Oh Allah, all our friends and oh Allah, our family members. Oh Allah, the pious and the awliya who were with us last Ramadan, they're not here. In the past Ramadans, oh Allah, we enjoyed their company, they're not here. Oh Allah, fill their qubur, oh Allah, with noor. Give them the highest stages. O Allah, make their maghfirat. O Allah, and give us tawfiq of coming on the sirat-i-mustaqim. O Allah, give us that tawfiq, O Allah, that such a change we make that we never ever go back to sin, O Allah. We never ever go back to sin. O Allah, teach us, O Allah, bless us with the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the ways of Islam, the value system of deen and shariat, O Allah. O Allah, make us live for Islam and die for Islam. O Allah, make our character be a means of inviting the kuffar. Make our character be the means of inviting people towards deen and not turning them away. O Allah, make it be such that whatever we do, O Allah, should be for your love. It should only be for the hereafter. O Allah, not make it such that, O Allah, we are money motivated. And ulterior motives, O Allah, drive us towards different ends. O Allah, make it such, O Allah, that the brotherhood of Islam, O Allah, we live for. That we love each and every person. We hope and we wish well for each and every person. O Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted this for his ummah, that we love for others what we love for ourselves, that we are means of compassion, mercy, kindness for the creation. O Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love that he had for each and every ummati. O Allah, the love that Nabi alayhi salam had for his ummah, O Allah, bless us with that compassion and that love that we also feel for the creation. O Allah, our heart pours out and we cry. O Allah, the people around the world, O Allah, the ummah is in difficulty. O Allah, the ummah is in difficulty, there's different challenges. O Allah, they're being bombarded from political posts. O Allah, they're in so much of hardship, O Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we are here in your house, we are enjoying your favors, O Allah. O Allah, they don't have shelter above their heads. Wallah, they don't have sufficient clothing and food. Wallah, they are also the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be concerned about them. Malik, give us the tawfiq also of crying, O Allah, in the midnight, in the time of tahajjud, O Allah, give us the tawfiq also of feeling for the Muslims. Give us the tawfiq of feeling for Islam. Wallah, give us the tawfiq to cry at the time when you see difficulties coming over the ummah, at the time when we see the commands of Sharia being trampled. Wallah, let us cry for Islam. And let us cry for the Muslims. Oh Allah, when the people cry and people they desire the wealth of the world. Oh Allah, some person wants gold, some person wants silver. Oh Allah, we are asking you for the wealth of midnight, the wealth of tahajjud, the wealth of crying before you. Oh Allah, we ask you for the wealth of iman. Oh Allah, we ask you for the wealth of the sunnah. Oh Allah, we ask you for the wealth of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, at the time of our mort, when we're leaving this world, oh Allah, O Allah, have rahm upon us. O Allah, protect us. O Allah, preserve this iman. O Allah, this iman, preserve it, O Allah. At the time when we're leaving this world, let it be the best of moments, the best of days and the best of actions. We long to meet you and you're happy to meet us. Hazrat Imam Bukhari was leaving the world, O Allah. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to receive him. O Allah, we are so filthy and napak. O Allah, give us tawfiq, O Allah, of changing our lives. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba and the Anbiya are waiting to meet us, O Allah. O Allah, make that day be the happiest of days. Make that day be our Eid, O Allah. Make that day be the special day, O Allah, that the world is crying when we're leaving and we are happy to meet you and you are happy to meet us. O Allah, let it be that we go to Medina Tayyibah before the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sending salam, O Allah, and that is the moments we leave this world. O Allah, if it's not written, O Allah, then before the Kaaba Sharif, how you bless your special servants, O Allah. Oh Allah, take us also in this way, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if this is not written, then wherever we are, let us be in your ta'at, let us be in your obedience. Oh Allah, bless us with the life of Iman, with the life of the Sunnah, and let us die for the cause of Deen. Oh Allah, let it not be that the sins are taking place before us. Oh Allah, photography is taking place in our midst. Oh Allah, people are listening to music and all wrong. Oh Allah, we're in different functions, and we can't bat an eye, we're not even concerned. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laws of Sharia, all are being trampled, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mockery is taking place of deen. And oh Allah, we remain in that gathering. Oh Allah, give us that amount of iman that we wake up and leave the gathering, that we show loyalty with you, we show loyalty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malik, give us tawfiq, give us your love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy of raising these filthy hands that we have sinned with so much. It's only your tawfiq. Oh Allah, give us the wealth of ikhlas. Give us the wealth of tawheed. Oh Allah, give us the wealth of tawheed. Oh Allah, give us the wealth of tawheed. Oh Allah, save us from shirk, oh Allah. Save us from shirk, any form of shirk, oh Allah. It must only be your love, oh Allah. It must only be your love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of wishing well for the Muslims. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of spending a well for the cause of deen. Oh Allah, give us the wealth, oh Allah, of iman and the sunnah. Oh Allah, your Quran. Oh Allah, we have read so many things. Oh Allah, but we have not understood the message of love in the Quran. Oh Allah, let it be at the time, from now till the time we pass away, Allah bless us with the tawfiq of the true understanding of deen and the Quran, the true understanding of the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, because the means of hidayat spreading to the four corners of the world. Oh Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Oh Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh Allah, protect all those who are present in these holy lands. Oh Allah, protect the Muslims wherever they are in the world. Oh Allah, those in hardship and difficulty, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, whatever difficulty any ummati of Rasulullah ﷺ is facing, it brings pain to the heart of Rasulullah ﷺ, concern to the heart of Rasulullah ﷺ. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and sheer mercy, oh Allah, you remove that difficulty. Oh Allah, those who are longing for marriage, oh Allah, you wish to get married to suitable pious partners, oh Allah, make it easy. Oh Allah, those in debts and hardships, oh Allah, you remove their debts. Oh Allah, those who are looking for halal rozi, oh Allah, open the avenues. Oh Allah, all those who in health, who are suffering from ill health, difficulties, oh Allah, complications, oh Allah, the money also, and all the systems of the world that fail, oh Allah, but your door is open always. Oh Allah, we only can turn to you. Oh Allah, we commit so much of sin, but you never forgot us. Oh Allah, we know that you are the only recourse. Oh Allah, you will never ever forget us. Oh Allah, we fell into sin so many times. Oh Allah, you pulled us out, and you brought us on this Mubarak night to the masjid. Oh Allah, our hearts are dead, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our hearts are dead, oh Allah. Turn this heart and make it alive. Or make it brim with iman and yaqeen, with the sunnah and the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, motivate us to the pious, towards the pious company. Oh Allah, make it that we love the Quran, we love the Kaaba Sharif, we love Shariat, every aspect of Shariat we love. Oh Allah, every aspect, oh Allah, the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, whenever we see a person with the beard, oh Allah, make it such that our heart pours out with love. That this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, when you see the kurta, when you see anything, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of being happy. When we hear the azan, let our hearts cry. Oh Allah, we're happy with Islam. We're happy with you being our Lord. We're happy with Islam being the system that will govern our lives. We're happy with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our role models. Oh Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everything to us. He is our hero and role model. There is nobody else, oh Allah. Let it be, oh Allah, that we shun the world. We give up all those avenues and all those things that lead to your displeasure, to your wrath, oh Allah, your disobedience. Malik, give us tawfiq. Oh Allah, we cry and we beg of you, oh Allah. We are so filthy, oh Allah. But you give us tawfiq of coming to your house. You give us tawfiq in this Mubarak month of performing salah, to take part in the pious gatherings. Oh Allah, you give us tawfiq of reciting the Quran. Oh Allah, accept all our ibadat, oh Allah, in this month and before. Oh Allah, accept the ibadat of the Muslims, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the tawfiq of coming on hidayat. Oh Allah, bless us with the tawfiq in this month and after this month, right till our dying day. Oh Allah, make it such, oh Allah, that this is such a turn, such a revolution in our life that we never ever turn back again. Oh Allah, teach us akhlaq. Oh Allah, teach us kindness and love, that how we should interact with people, how we should speak, oh Allah. Oh Allah, everything we're doing, oh Allah, we're messing it up. Everything, oh Allah, you know, oh Allah, but we're turning to you, Allah. Give us tawfiq if you hurt and broke the hearts of people, that we ask forgiveness. We go to them before the day comes when we have to leave this world, and we have to answer in your court, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we won't be able to manage it, oh Allah. Malik, we won't be able to manage it. The fire of Jahannam, we can't tolerate difficulty in this world. How are we going to tolerate it? Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq, oh Allah, of coming on hidayat. Give us tawfiq of making the change, of going and seeking forgiveness, to put all the problems that we have. If we owe people, oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of paying. Oh Allah, give us humility. Oh Allah, give us humility, oh Allah. Give us fanayat. Oh Allah, the greatest wealth that Anbiya asked for was Islam. Oh Allah, Islam, that complete obedience and submission before you. Oh Allah, bless us with this before we leave this world. Bless us now, oh Allah. Bless us from now right till we pass away. Oh Allah, keep this noor with us, oh Allah. The barakat of this month, oh Allah, let it flow. And let us take it with us in the grave. Oh Allah, the time of the trials of the grave, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from that difficulty. Munkar and Nakir, oh Allah, if the time comes in this world and we are alive, when Mahdi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam come, radiallahu anhuma, oh Allah, the time of Dajjal, oh Allah, save us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Save us from the fitnas of this dunya. Save us from the fitnas of women. Oh Allah, protect our iman. Oh Allah, protect our amal. Oh Allah, protect our hearts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn us away from you. Oh Allah, at the time when we pass away, let it be that Rasulullah s.a.w. is happy to meet us, oh Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, let us be behind Rasulullah s.a.w. Let us be among that 70,000 of your special servants that will enter Jannah without hisab. Oh Allah, we're not worthy for this. Oh Allah, we're not worthy for this, oh Allah, out of your grace, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us halal rozi. Oh Allah, we in need, oh Allah. We cannot say we are independent. Oh Allah, we need all your grace, whatever it is, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but let our heart be turned away from this dunya towards the hereafter. Let that longing and yearning, that drive, that motivation at every moment be, you know, to please you. And oh Allah, you make everything easy. All pursuits of life, oh Allah, you make it easy for us. Oh Allah, the mashayikh, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless the mashayikh. Oh Allah, wherever there's good amal taking place in the world, and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be on land, whether it be in the sea, whether it be somewhere in the air. Oh Allah, whoever is engaged in some ta'at, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in conformity to the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, you accept it. Oh Allah, give us a hissa, give us a share in their amal. Give them a hissa and a share in our amal. Oh Allah, bless the sahaba ridwan Allah alayhi majma'in. Bless the anbiya, oh Allah, and bless the sahaba. Oh Allah, bless Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the highest of stages. Maqam Mahmood, oh Allah, bless him. Oh Allah, let his ummah be the greatest ummah. On the day of Qiyamah, when he sees us, he must be happy. Oh Allah, bless Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the highest stages. Oh Allah, bless the Anbiya, bless the Sahaba, bless the Awliya, oh Allah, every zamana and every time, from that time till the end. Oh Allah, all those who strove, oh Allah, for the upliftment of deen, oh Allah, you accept, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are zariah and means for our upliftment, for our coming closer to you, for our learning deen, oh Allah, whether it be our teachers and our apas, oh Allah, whether it be our satiza and mashayikh, oh Allah, whoever it be, oh Allah, those musannifin, those who wrote the kitabs, oh Allah, Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Imam Abu Dawud and all others, oh Allah, bless them with the highest stages. Oh Allah, make them maghfirat, oh Allah. You give them jazaa khair on behalf of us and behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make our Shaykh Hazrat Mufti sahab, oh Allah, give him a long life. Let his shadow be upon us. Oh Allah, make his fuyuz am and tam. Oh Allah, make him like the son of hidayat in this zamana. Oh Allah, let us, oh Allah, you bless us to take complete benefit from him. Oh Allah, you bless us through Hazrat Mufti sahab. Oh Allah, Hazrat's mother, oh Allah, give her good health and afiyat. Oh Allah, bless her in every way. Oh Allah, make her maghfirat. Oh Allah, give her tawfiq of all goodness. Oh Allah, bless her heart with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat's father, oh Allah, bless him with Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, make his maghfirat and accept him. Oh Allah, all our mashayikh, oh Allah, all our mashayikh who strove for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let Nabi Kareem sallam be happy. Let Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with them. Oh Allah, bless our parents, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if we have definitely disobeyed our parents many times, oh Allah, forgive receive us, O Allah, and make their hearts happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, give them tawfiq of coming on hidayat. O Allah, give them tawfiq of coming on the sunnat. O Allah, the sins that they involved in, O Allah. O Allah, turn their hearts. O Allah, we wish you that we all want to be together in Jannat. O Allah, bless how we're sitting in this Mubarak Masjid. At this time, O Allah, let us all be in Jannat with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we did not see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were not fortunate like the Sahaba to be around him making his khidmat. O Allah, we beg you, Allah, in Jannat, let us be with him. Let us serve Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the kamil nisbat of Rasulullah sallam. O Allah, bless us, O Allah, we're not worthy of asking also. O Allah, our amal do not permit us also. It doesn't warrant us. O Allah, it's only your grace that we are asking. Whether to the wasila of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless each and every one of us here. Bless each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallam. O Allah, whatever halal desires we have come with. Each and every one of us, O Allah, every ummati got some halal wish, O Allah. O Allah, out of your grace, your infinite mercy. O Allah, through your Mubarak name. O Allah, the Mubarak name, Allah. O Allah, through your Ismi Azam, O Allah. O Allah, through wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we ask you, O Allah, fulfill all the halal desires and wishes, O Allah. O Allah, bless us, O Allah, forgive us and accept us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. إن شاء الله we should engage in zikr now.